I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report. In conversation with Captain Jim Lovell, the commander of the 1970 Apollo 13 mission, today looking at getting people back to fly, Flight Plan for America. Jim, you do a lot of flying, and you've noticed that people are getting back into their routines.
Yes, we're finding out more and more people are now going back into flying. They're realizing that the hassle is not what they thought it was going to be, and actually the airlines themselves and the security people have made it a lot easier for people to get thoroughly screened and at the same time, not hassle too long. But we should all take extra security now as a matter of course and just, take enough time to go through security when you get to the airport.
People have to know to get to the airport a prescribed amount of time beforehand, and they can read up on what they should and should not do. There are some links from the Flight Plan for America website at flightplanforamerica.com.
And I've done a public service announcement that's on the various TV stations showing how easy it is to go through security and to tell the public that they should not be afraid of the hassle at the airport.
The measures that are in place are for the good of the traveling public, and as we mentioned earlier, they have been modified. People are learning from their experiences, and those hassles and delays that one saw immediately after September 11th have been done away with for the most part.
The airlines have increased the number of detectors that you go through, and I think there's going to be some new techniques, too, that like frequent flyers might be able to get through a lot easier because the airlines will have better security on.
The website, again, is www.flightplanforamerica.com. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.